COVID-19 has spared nobody. The rich, the poor, the disadvantaged and the advantaged have all fallen victim. However, the magnitude of its effect depends on the level of vulnerability of persons or communities it affects. For thousands of South Sudanese refugees in Uganda, who escaped the dire conditions in the camp seeking solace in the urban centers with better amenities, it's a double tragedy. The refugees who heavily rely on the free food from the World Food Program can no longer commute from the towns to the settlements where they have to personally sign for their food ration, which they normally carry to the urban centers where they live. This is simply because they have been locked down hundreds of kilometers away from the settlements. This predicament followed the government's announcement that bad public transport and use of private vehicles in a range of measures announced to contain the spread of COVID-19, meaning for the refugees to get their ration, they had to walk the very long distances to the camps. David Thorne is a university student who left the camp to settle in Arua town in search of quality education, but is now stranded without food under the lockdown.
I'm studying in Bugema University. We cannot stay there in the camp. So living in Arua, it is quite very expensive. If he doesn't have the money, how can he survive in school? Since we came to Uganda, we didn't come just like a primarian. Some of us finished senior four. So we want to study and go back to South Sudan saying that we have already been educated in Uganda. Now we are locked here in Arua. How can we now get food? And there's no vehicle moving, no more border border, no what, and you cannot food from here to Odubu.
Gabriel Batal Moding, the coordinator of the Association of the South Sudanese Living in the Ugandan town of Arua, suggests the vulnerable urban refugees should be exempted from the lockdown and public vehicles be allowed to transport them to the camps to get free food.
Our worry is those who are living in Arua, they don't have access to go to the camp because now a bodaboda cannot carry somebody. This is the directive from the president. But we need consideration because sometimes he can consider the situation where the refugees are. When we wrote to the RDO last week, and then the response was, you said a bodaboda. But bodaboda cannot go and then receive food of somebody who is not there even in the attestation. In the camp, the policy is those who are registered, they are supposed to get the food, you sign for it.
However, when President Yoweri Museveni suspended public transport on March 25th, banned private cars from the roads, and thereafter announced other stringent measures including night curfews to control movement in the country, it even became clearer that the disadvantaged groups, including the refugees, were in for serious trouble. Following the announcement, hundreds of starving urban refugees stormed the office of the resident district commissioner Arua to ask for permission to travel back to the settlements. However, the response by Solomon Osakan, the refugee desk officer in the office of the Uganda's prime minister, clearly showed the government was not ready to relent to the presser.
That was their error. They were told to go back home when the president issued directive. All primary schools, secondary schools, tertiary institutions, all were to go home. I imagine their home is the settlement where they were supposed to go. For the time being, the lockdown is an official thing, so nobody is supposed to violate it. If a student or someone staying in town, a refugee, can borrow a motorcycle and ride and go and pick his food, that's okay. The definition of urban refugee is very different from the settlement refugees. Settlement means you are a guest in the settlement, you are documented there and you receive assistance.
Also, the response from the resident district commissioner for Arua, who represents the president, clearly signaled the unending misery the refugees were bound for in this extended lockdown.
Actually, they are supposed to be in the refugee settlement. So the issue of having to hire a vehicle here to take them to the arena camp is out of question. We shall still be violating the presidential directive. That's not accepted. If they want, they will find their own way. They go to arena camp and they get their food and maybe hire a vehicle from there to bring food, not a human being. There was a conference call by top management from Kampala. The office was already here discussing how best they can serve them.
For Simon Mabio Ryak, their decision to move to the urban centers doesn't mean they can afford everything on their own, a reason why that free food from the settlement is very important for their survival.
We know as a humans there are some services within Arua which we cannot access in the Rhino camp, like higher education, universities, another thing you cannot access in the Rhino camp. They may not be aware legally that we are there, but we are in Arua. Many people, even the RDC, other authorities here in Arua, they know that there are South Sudanese refugees in Arua.
Like the famous saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Hundreds of urban refugees have walked the long distance back to the camps as many more follow suit. This is where they can at least have free food and other basic needs provided by aid agencies in these difficult times. However, the heightened mobility, though on foot, is again puzzling officials and refugee agencies, as this might be another way of spreading COVID-19 to the already vulnerable communities. Orkan Nasibov is the head of UNHCR sub-office Yumbe in northern Uganda.
There are a lot of movements again on the roads. I see that people walking and whatever. We don't have yet the temperature check or hand washing at the entrances of, from the Yumbe out, in and out. I was proposing probably, it's just a proposal, to see if we have the capacity to put at the checkpoints and the entrances something like temperature check or hand washing or whatever. I don't know how to put it on right place. It's not about refugees, it's about everyone.
As government authorities and refugee aid agencies contemplate on the best way of confronting this challenge of mobility, the World Food Programme has no time to waste. Achom Joyce, a program officer working with World Food Programme in the Ugandan district of Yumbe, which hosts Bidibidi, one of the largest refugee settlements in the world, says isolation and temperature checkpoints await refugees who show up at the food distribution points.
The refugees who are staying in the town, who are going to be moving, there might be a need for the hand washing as they cross and also the temperature check. But at the distribution point, we have all those. Before they enter, they are checked, and also we have an isolation point where we have the health partners. In case of any increase in the temperature, they are assessed from that side. So we'd wish that maybe the task force can come to check what is going on, especially when the distribution starts. We could formulate a team that would go and check if the stops for the COVID-19 are being followed.
Uganda, whose more than 95% of the confirmed COVID-19 cases are all imported, has sealed off its borders with the neighboring South Sudan, DR Congo, Rwanda, Tanzania, Kenya, and Burundi. With only truck drivers delivering cargo allowed to enter or leave the country, they have to undergo mandatory testing for COVID-19. Cross-border transmission of the coronavirus has emerged as a concern in the East African region, with truck drivers identified as high-risk individuals. I am Hafiz Bakit.